Shin Aleph Sif Lamed Tes Kilo, which is a sheet that looks like a tent. Sheish Bo Rutsuis Shemoitchim Oiso Behem. This piece of cloth can be made into a tent, and it has also a string on it that's used to pull it into place when you want to use it as a tent. Motel Satip of Lazir Shusarabim. That thing you can read. People used to sometimes wrap themselves in it and go after Shusarabim. And the Chiddush over here is he still has the string that's hanging on to it. That is not considered carrying. They considered bottle agav, this piece of cloth, and they're not considered a separate entity. The big Chiddush over here, because those Ritzuas right now have no use. They're used for an oil, not for a garment. Even so, we say that, as I said before, is considered bottom to the beggar. Hilkach, Mutalotzes Bertsuis Atluyas Be'avnet. Based on this, you could also go out, you used to have certain strings coming out of the belt. Hilkach, Mutalotzes Bertsuis Atluyas Be'avnet. Based on this, you let it go with these strings that are coming out of a belt. They used to have some type of thing that had a string coming out of their shoes, and they would connect it higher up to his belt. So it had some purpose of, I guess, keeping the shoes on. Even at the time that you're not wearing the shoes, and now that string is dangling without a use, still considered part of the begging, because sometimes it is used. In other words, we're coming out with a chiddush that if it's usable, even though not presently using that part, it's considered bottom to the begging. Whereas in the case of the tzitzit, presently it's not usable at all, and therefore it's considered carry. Now, there's another svara also, is that this string is not a chashuv string. It says it's all chashuv strings. So here it says that no, that's not enough that when you have the shoes, you will use it to tie the shoes. If it's made of meshi, it's chosher silk, then it is not considered buckled to the belt, and it only can be left on the belt when you're going outside if you're using it to tie your shoes. But other than that, it's considered a separate entity. The similar to this, if you have something that, like you have some garments that have a piece of cloth near the neck, which you can use for hanging it. So if that thing ripped, going to lawyers, the ain no choshev, muta latzitz boim. Choshev, also latzitz boim. So if you have something to hang it and it rips, you can't use it anymore. So if something that's not choshev, you just leave it as is, then an achanami is brought up to the begin. If it's something choshev, that you are planning to fix it again and you still want to use it, but now it's not usable, so it's similar to the case of the tzitzis, which you're not allowed to go out with that garment that has that part of material which has no use presently, but you do want to eventually use it. Just to summarize these halachas, is that if you have some string or cloth which is dangling from a garment, so if it has a use and you're using it for the use, then it's no problem at all. So secure your shoes or your hat or whatever it may be, that is acceptable. But if it's dangling and you're not using it now, so it depends. If it's something that still has a shimush for the beggar, very good. But if it's something that's not choshev, even though you're presently not using it, then it's bottle the beggar. But if it's a double choshev that's dangling from your beggar and you're not using it presently, it's not bottle. And as we mentioned before, Mr. Brew brings from the Chayodim, that also, if the thing itself is not choshev, but has a choshev use, for example, you have a piece of cloth to hang the beggar from, and that rips, but you are planning to fix it, so that in itself gives it a choshevus, and you cannot go out without an erev, with that ripped part of the beggar.